Listen, Super Soul Powers tier list. Let's get straight into this one. Starting off in D tier with the most tired superpower in the entire show, Jasmine Johnson. There's a reason she didn't get much screen time, because her superpower is meaty. This girl's superpower is literally ibuprofen. Modern medicine can basically do what her power does. In C tier, we got Andre and Taser. Andre, he's just got super strength. It's a pretty mid power, I'll be real. Now, Taser's got invisibility, which would be cold if his whole superpower wasn't just countered by the goggles that the hooded guys have. I'll be real, the way he uses power is cold as hell in the show, which could maybe move him up to B tier, but just the fact that his shit gets countered by the goggles the hooded guys wear, I had to put him in C tier. And I already know some of you lot in the comments are going to be telling me that invisibility should have gone higher, but I know deep down why you think invisibility is such a cold power. I know what you would do with invisibility in real life, buddy. You horny, horny man. Now in B tier, we got Crazy. Now listen, the ability to copy other people's powers is sly code. But the main drawback of this power is that if he's not close enough to touch anyone, he's just a normal guy. Still a cold power because he has the ability to copy the powers in the tiers above. But because of the drawback I mentioned, I had to put him in B tier. Now up in A tier, this is where the powers are really starting to get serious. We got Rodney and Sabrina. Now you see super speed, yeah? Elite power. This shit is low-key OP. He can react fast enough to dodge any attack you could possibly throw at him. And if you try to capture him, he can just run away. Like, did you not see the way this guy dodged a bullet? Cold. And in the future, I'm pretty sure he gets electricity powers as well. Gotta be A tier. Next with Sabrina, same thing again. Telekinesis, one of the coldest powers. But I low-key feel like Sabrina underutilized her powers, because I'll be so honest, if them hooded guys was trying to catch me and I had telekinesis, bro, I'm tearing their limbs apart with telekinesis. And I'm also just going to use telekinesis on myself so I can just fly around. And last but not least, S tier, the main man himself, Michael. Michael easily has the coldest power in the whole series. He basically has like three powers. He can teleport, time travel, and freeze time. How the hell are you supposed to catch or do any type of damage to this guy? Genuinely overpowered. I'll be so honest, Michael could do so much more damage with his power, but he's a good dude in it, so he doesn't like killing people too tough. Also, I just realised I forgot to add Castillo to this list, but I'd probably put him in C tier with Taser and Andre. Maybe even D tier. Because I'll be honest, flying low-key mid power. I've also got an idea, that scene where Castillo started flying, yeah, oh my days, I started losing it, that shit was too funny.